This recording, Czech Republic 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she went very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a girl. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then signing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated a drug. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Yes, sir, I am the only child in my family. I was born 22 years ago, and right now I live alone, but before I left with my parents, then we have something like American high school, but it's called gymnasium, the thing I went there. But people can also decide to go to some special school, which is like already oriented to something. Like they can go to, to school oriented on business, or if they want to work manually, they can go to this school. But gymnasium is more like high school here, and it's oriented to prepare you for college. I think that America is like generally bigger in everything. I mean, like, the country is obviously bigger, like, but the street, but also the groceries and everything is, like, bigger. And I think people are much more confident here than people in the Czech Republic, but I think that's because of the size of everything, you know? This story is basically, my parents, they both really like sports. My mother was a water skier, and my dad, he was doing some wild river canoeing or something like that. And they wanted me to do something, some sport like that, but I really didn't like water and stuff, so I decided, like, to start dancing. But I really wasn't a good dancer at the beginning. I was, like, a child, and I was always in the last row, you know, in the choreography, and the coach really didn't watch me, but I was, like, stubborn. I was like, no, I can do this. I can be a dancer. And during the years, I really developed, like, good ability to dance. And at the end, in 2004, me and my dance team, we were third in the third place in the world championship. So that was really cool. So it was like a satisfaction after, like, my parents said, oh, you can't do that, you know, that's not a sport for you and stuff. And they always wanted, like, as they said, like, real sport. I live in part of Prague called Dřevno, and my parents live in part of Prague called Čepry. Dobrý den, moje jméno je Jana Musilová, jsem z České republiky, hlavního města Prahy. Vlastně momentálně studuju v Americe, jsem tady na semestrálním pobytu a jiměným pobytu, na který mi přispěla moje škola. V současné době se zaměřuji na finance a ekonomii.